Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hola, mi amigos and amigas.
Amigas?
Yeah, amigas. That's female friends.
Is that right?
Yeah, my amiga. Lindsay is mi amiga.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Speaking of, Lynn, have you caught up on Landman?
I have 5 minutes left.
Of the final episode of the season?
I fell asleep.
Oh, my God.
The last episode of the season? Yeah. It must have been a real snooze fest.
Well, no, I'm just really tired at night now because yeah. I wake up early.
Yeah.
It's intense, though.
Apparently not.
People love that. People loving that show. But
I love it. I'm don't let it fool you. I'll fall asleep if a meteor hits the earth. Like, I'm tired, but I can't wait to watch the end.
Remember when she would fall asleep in the van on road trips and all, Riggins, when she worked for us before, and like her mouth would be all, ugh.
Yeah.
We'd take pictures of her drooling.
You know what's funny? I was just talking to somebody that I didn't know the other day. I was in a waiting room somewhere, and I was telling them how I can sleep anywhere. You ask me, I can go to sleep on the floor, train tracks, anywhere. She said, do you think you have narcolepsy? And I was super offended. I was like, no, I don't just fall asleep. I mean, he's like, well, why do you think you're tired all the time? I'm like, get out of here.
Yeah, mind your business.
But that's not an insult. Just ask if you got, you know, if you're narcoleptic.
I don't know, living with
narcolepsy.
I took it offensively. I don't know why. Yeah. Like, no, I don't. Calm down. Mind your biz. I know what I got.
Yeah. You're just lazy.
No, I'm tired.
You're like an old cat.
I have a lot to do.
Mm-hmm. But you remember we'd get in the van, Riggins, and she'd be asleep by the time we got out of the driveway of the radio station.
Yeah.
Just
a little snooze. A little snoozer.
So maybe I do have narcolepsy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's brought on by alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have an allergic reaction to alcohol. It makes you fall asleep.
Yeah.
Okay, so yesterday was the list of banned words from this. You know, it's the official list of words that will be banished in 2025, according to this this college, at Lake Superior College or Lake Superior State, whatever. But they're always behind me on this because I ban words way before anybody else does.
That's true. But it's a solid list. I think it's a good list.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's today's, in case you missed it, replay coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, here you go. From yesterday's show, this is the In Case You Missed It replay. Enjoy.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
Riggins, I saw this thing this morning that I always enjoy from that Lake Superior State college thing. What is all that noise?
Don't know.
Where they put out the annual words that are banned.
Uh-huh.
That they're not. Is that Rob making all that noise?
I don't know.
Sounds like he's getting into a sleeping bag.
my microphone's on, so I don't know what it is.
Oh, okay. Well, now it's echoing everywhere. So, all right.
Oh my God.
It must have been Lindsay.
It's not me.
All right. Well, hey, I'm trying to get to this. Y'all be still. We can't move. No, they put out this list of words that are banished for 2025. People are tired of using it. And I always like to look at that to see how many of them I've already banned either years ago or recently. But it's usually I'm way ahead of them on banning these words, but people just don't listen to me. Game changer is one of them. I did that
years ago.
10 years, along with no brainer. I did game changer and no brainer in the same swoop.
Yep.
I remember vividly. Saying something dropped like an album. I did that long time ago. Stop saying it. Something dropped. Sorry, not sorry. I was the first one to ban that one. And they're just now getting to it.
Yeah, you should not be using that in 2025.
Right.
Sorry, not sorry. It's
no way.
Yeah.
No more than you should be using I don't want to adult today. So there you go.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So over the weekend, we had a snow day in our area of Charlotte, North Carolina. We had some places got more than others, but when we get snow in North Carolina, it's not like snow in other parts of the country. It's like a dusting. We might get an inch or two, but it's a big deal because we don't get snow often.
Mm-hmm.
Now this year, Brad Panovich, who is our local meteorologist.
And my wife's spiritual advisor.
Yeah, well, they call themselves Fanoviches.
Yeah.
They're the Fanoviches.
What?
Because they love.
That's great.
Weather Brad so much. I mean, yeah, it's pretty clever.
Really good.
I'm a Fanovich. He was getting so much attention nationally because of his forecasts and his predictions. Mm. And people were asking him, a week before, what are we thinking? And he's like, I want to be meticulous with my research, and I'm only going to put out the most accurate information I have because I don't want to mislead anybody. It's the job of a meteorologist to do A, B, and C. And he knocked it out of the park. I mean, they were spot on, the projections he made.
Yeah.
If you go look at his Facebook page right now, it is a disaster zone. People are being so ugly to him. We didn't get anything here where I live. How? And he's, God bless him, because he's made one long post already explaining how meteorologists work and things like that. But you should see the vitriol and anger and hatred that is being shared towards this gentle, kind man on social media.
Yeah, it's crazy because so many people in U.S. America today don't understand things outside of their little bubble.
Yeah.
You know,
is that what
because
it is?
Everything that they have in their life is geared toward what's right in front of me in my hand, on my phone, or on my computer, or on my TV. That's it.
It's so, their own world. Their whole scope is sort of right in front of them.
Uh-huh. So when something happens and you're expecting something and somebody told you that it was going to happen, you can't fathom how it didn't.
Yeah.
Because you're entitled to it. If he said you're going to get ice and snow, then you're entitled to that ice and snow.
Yeah.
So sad.
I know.
But just that'd be like if Lindsay got mad at him because she didn't get much and her kids had to just use their new sleds to go down frozen grass. Because there was no snow on the ground, like little rednecks in the winter.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, because I'm not trashy, and I have some sort of cooth about me. Like,
you're not wrong, though. I mean, cause I'll be honest, it's not just people saying, like, oh, we didn't get as much as the people are, they're vicious.
Yeah.
Hateful. Because they didn't see what they thought they were going to see, even though they don't know how to read a weather map.
Well, you know what Brad, Weather Brad needs to do?
What does he need to do, TJ?
He needs to ban them. He needs to block them from his social media. They don't deserve to get his great weather updates and all.
Yeah.
If they want to get them, they watch him on TV. He's on the NBC affiliate, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think so.
They can watch him on TV like everybody else, but no special treatment of social media. No, he should ban every one of them. Block them.
I totally agree.
Yeah. Then see what they're going to do.
Yeah, right. Good luck with your snow boots on in the middle of summer. So we're Fanoviches ourselves. I mean, Jody's the number one Fanovich, but you can consider us supporters for
like
sure.
I think she tries to DM him for, like I said the other day, for advice on how she should get her hair done.
What are we thinking, Brad?
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Reagan's anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
So, Reagan, you were talking about people freaking out because the weather guy in Charlotte didn't predict exactly what their weather was going to be in their yard. So they're, you know, hassling him about it.
Yeah.
This is along those lines. Some people have noticed that Doritos UK on their Instagram account had an image of a square tortilla chip from Doritos. And it read, "The shape of things to come." So now people are freaking out thinking that Doritos from now on is going to be square. Will be square. And so they're really freaking out to the point where the Wheat Thins account even jumped on and said, square looks good on you.
Oh, that's cute.
But can you imagine
getting upset
as an adult, your day being destroyed because of the possibility that Doritos is going to change from being triangular to square?
Yeah, I can't imagine that because I know exactly who would get upset about it. And that is Tech D Rob.
I can't imagine having that little to do or even that little of thoughts in your head to worry about something like that.
Yeah, what are you worried about, Lindsay? It's a different situation if they're changing the recipe of it. Like the taste is going to be different. Mm-hmm. And they're not even announcing that they have changed it to square.
I think they're trolling.
Right.
But yeah, get a grip. They're changing the shape of the Dorito. You need to,
Even if it does change the taste, put the Doritos down. Like
I refuse.
That's the biggest frat move I've ever heard. I'm mad about the Doritos changing the shape and the flavor. Stop.
Look, I'm going to jump out there and say, I think the Doritos would be better if they were rectangular, like in wide strips rather than triangles. I like a strip size, strip shaped tortilla chip.
Sure. I'd be down with that. I'd be down with a circle.
Cause they would dip better if they were, in strips.
Dipping.
Mm-hmm. You could scoop the salsa up. See, cause I'm automatically thinking about, if it's a nacho cheese Dorito, I'm putting that in onion dip.
Oh my God.
Cause that's my favorite way to eat that. I don't like Cool Ranch, but are any really of the other Doritos flavors. I just automatically think that Doritos go with Mountain Dew, and I'm a Mountain Don't, if you know what I'm saying.
It's the trashy chip, do you think?
Y'all know, how many times have y'all been in a convenience store with me, and I just go nuts because I love all the snacks and everything. I get all these things like I've been shopping for groceries. You don't ever see me get Doritos in that haul.
No.
No. Yeah.
I can live with them or without them.
Okay.
If I'm going to get a chip, I want a Funyun.
Love Funyuns.
Or I want a chili cheese Frito.
Ooh,
chili cheese Fritos are really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Doritos, nacho cheese is my favorite flavor, but that would be way down the list of chip snacks for me.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Not even in my top 10, probably. Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to get mad if they change any shape of any chip.
No. I'm trying to think of what my favorite snack food is, but if they started making Funyuns in a square, it wouldn't bother me.
No,
just because they're not round anymore, wouldn't do that.
Not at all.
But then again, bless these people's heart. I mean, we need to pray for them.
We do need to pray for them.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
We always tell people, and they don't understand. They look at us like we're idiots when we say that, people will say something and go, I don't want to hear about that on the radio. Now, they think that everything we see, or if we want to make fun of somebody, we're going to just talk about them on the radio. That's not necessarily true, but the best show preparation for us is just living life, brother. Living life.
That's it, buddy.
So I was running a little late this morning and kind of hurrying through all of the things that have been going on in the world. And then I hear Lindsay yelling in the hall as she gets here to start the day with something that she has discovered that is hilarious to me.
I don't know if it's hilarious or disturbing.
It's hilarious to me.
Okay.
Because it's ridiculous.
I thought disturbing first thing, but I'm listening to 90s on 9, Sirius XM. Lisa Loeb comes on for a commercial and says there's a new station out called Music for Plants. And she says it just like this, Music for Plants. It will help your plants grow. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You got to be. I'm like yelling in my car.
What does that mean?
Music for plants. It's not just soft, soothing music, Riggins. These are songs that are handpicked to help plants grow, because, you know, it's just like the whole concept of talking to plants, leaving music for them to listen to keep them soothed and all of that. You got to believe that plants respond to human behavior other than watering them and feeding them and stuff like that.
I'd like to see the science, but maybe it does.
Exactly.
Maybe it does.
I actually need to write down the station number because I've got to listen to it at this point.
Yeah, you could probably just Google it if it's on
Use it for plants.
Yeah, because I want to know what their playlist is. I bet it's not any different than any other soft, you know, like kind of like The Blend, or maybe even slower than The Blend on XM.
She said there will be no up-tempo music.
Right.
Yeah, it sounds like back-to-back Lisa Loeb songs. Uh-huh. I mean, this sounds like a marketing gimmick if I've ever heard one.
Man, she is, though. She's a moon bat. She is out there. Mm-hmm. If you don't know who Lisa Loeb is, she had a hit. It was in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Mid-90s, late 90s. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's called Stay.
Stay.
And she's adorable. Oh, I mean, gosh. She's always been so cute, with little glasses and the whole thing. But we interviewed her one time, and she is the real deal moon bat. I mean, she was running around. She was on the phone. She was running around her house. And all of a sudden, she'd be answering some question about whatever project she had going on. And then she would just go, this is one instance. She goes, pancakes or waffles? And we thought she was talking to somebody else in the house. And we were like, what did you say? Pancakes or waffles? I can't decide. What do you think I should have this morning? She was fixing breakfast. And she's just like so random, throwing stuff out while we're live on the radio.
Love that.
But it was great.
Yeah. I mean,
she's great.
Quirky. Squirty, yeah. Big, thick glasses. Yeah. You say,
yeah, you're what I want to.
All right, y'all be quiet. Plants are going nuts.
Sorry. Yeah, what do plants like? I would be curious to know. BB Winans or something? Like, I mean, what is that?
I don't know.
I can't even talk about this right now.
I mean, they respond to West Side Connection in my house.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm listening to. Ice Cube and them. All right, so yesterday was Lindsay's, I guess it was her daughter's evaluation kind of thing to see if she's ready for big kindergarten. How did she do? We'll find out next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Reagan's anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
So, the other day, Lindsay's 4.5-year-old daughter was going to kind of an audition for this kindergarten that she's trying to get into for next year. It's private school, and they wanted to see her maturity level and things like that. And then find out if she's actually ready for big kindergarten, or she needs pre-kindergarten next year. So y'all went in yesterday was just for them to tell you what, you know, how the whole thing went.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
But they didn't make any decisions yesterday.
No decisions. The decisions are into February, but we did find out that she did very well. And I mean, I say that like I'm shocked, and maybe I kind of am, but we went through the whole, so there was a packet of things they had to fill out and do and write and say, you know, and I was pretty impressed with.
Well, yeah, she's smart. You can be around her for 5 minutes and tell how smart she is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess I always just expect the worst so you don't get let down, you know. I was planning on going in there like, okay, maybe, you know, she's not ready. But they said she was ready. What was hilarious is this is an example of one of the things they had to do. So there was a man that was half drawn, and then you had to draw the other half and like, you know,
like a mirror.
Mirror it. Yeah. And she did like meticulous little things that you wouldn't think of, you know, like a bow tie. She like drew a bow tie on the man, like a whole bow tie.
She knows about accessorizing.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. And like, you know, did the shoes because she loves shoes, you know, did them put high heels on. I'm like, well, but yeah, it was cute. I want to look back at this, though. Like, I don't know where that packet goes, but one day when she graduates, I'm just going to look at it and cry because it was sweet. But yeah, she did good. And she did tell me that she would be ready for kindergarten. Now, whether we get in or not, that's up.
Yeah, so if somebody comes along with a bunch more money they're going to throw at the school, then y'all will be out.
Sure, yeah.
Smart or not, you could have a little Einstein on your hands and they're like, you're not bringing the money.
Right. Yeah, it's like Hunger Games. I mean, it's competitive.
Well, and they have less than 50 spots and hundreds of applicants. So I'm not getting my hopes up in any way. I do hope we get in, but if we don't, it's not meant to be. But
do you need me to like just go in there and deliver some cookies, or maybe I could take them some of my homemade jambalaya one day? Yeah, hi, you know.
Now that's gonna get them.
You guys do a lot of hard work for these kids, and you know. But yes, TJ. Yes, I am.
Yes, yeah.
You know that whole thing
in the flesh.
That's me. I'm here. I love that because you know I can't cook anything that would like make us on the dismissal list.
A handful of Slim Jims isn't going to cut
right. You know, no matter the flavors. I mean, yeah, she has a plethora of flavors of Slim Jim.
But what if it's healthy, a healthy version?
Oh, man. But that's great. I know you're relieved.
Yeah.
You know, you were sweating that. You were, actually, she was ready to go in there and pounce on somebody.
Yeah.
You know?
I think so. She was pretty wound tight leading up to that.
Mm-hmm. And I don't do well with interviews. I mean, I know that comes as a shock. Kyle really stepped it up. He's good at talking one-on-one with people. He does it for a living, you know.
Important people, you mean? Not us. He talks to important people.
Well, listen,
you talk to hundreds of thousands of people.
Well, that's true.
But one on one is different.
It is.
All right. Well, good for you.
And talking sophisticated is different too.
Talking sophisticated.
Wow. Now trending's next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
So Brad Pitt was the top trending topic all afternoon, except for the Pete Hegseth stuff going up on in Congress, those confirmation hearings that went on for 4.5 hours yesterday, long time. But Brad Pitt, surprisingly, was one of the top trending topics. And it's because there's this viral story out of this French woman that got scammed out of over $800,000 because she was talking to Brad Pitt, an AI version of Brad Pitt online. And he said he needed money for Angelina Jolie's like liver replacement. And she sent him all this money.
Yeah. Again. And I was thinking that wasn't the first Brad Pitt scam we've had recently.
They said it's happened 3 times in the last couple months.
Yeah.
He's the most commonly faked celebrity for scams, Brad Pitt.
What?
Because he's worldwide. He's globally known, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this woman in France was like, oh, you need money for Angelina Jolie? I will pay you.
Oh, my God.
$800,000.
What?
But she's talking to an AI version of him.
Couldn't she? How old is she, though? She's
53.
Okay, so she could have Googled to see if Angelina Jolie was having problems, even if she thought for a second. This could be real. But let me see if Angelina Jolie, what hospital she's in.
Yeah.
Right.
Or what they say about it in the news.
See, this one says it was a kidney cancer treatment, but I heard it was a liver, some sort of liver operation. Either way, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, she's an idiot because Brad Pitt has money. Couldn't they have picked someone with, you know, lower income status?
But it has to be somebody that's impressive enough to take their focus off of what the facts are.
Yeah.
You know, the excitement of, oh my God, this is Brad Pitt. This is really Brad Pitt talking to me. We're friends.
Oh God.
They said
we're amigos or whatever they say in France.
They said the woman even received emails from a fake doctor that said Brad was fighting for his life and needed all this money. So this is not the first time it's happened. Probably won't be the last. And this one seems less funny to me. I always thought these scammer things were funny, but that's a lot of money. It's not like losing $1,000.
My mom is now in her low 80s and she wouldn't fall for this.
Right?
I'm telling you, to talk to my mom, you would think that she's maybe 60.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She keeps up with stuff. She's not falling for this.
No, wait, this woman's significant.
Right? She's younger than I am.
Yeah. She's younger than you.
Yeah.
Oh. You wouldn't fall for that, right?
I don't know. I mean,
to be friends with Brad Pitt?
Not Brad Pitt, but I mean, Sofia Vergara, you throw her out there, I'd probably fall for some stuff.
Sure.
You
know,
I'd fall for some stuff. You fall for all that stuff.
Yeah. That Nicole Scherzinger. Yeah.
Oh,
she could tell me she was, you know, about to go into some sort of a shelter, and I'd send her every dime I got, which would get her one night at a, you know, Days Inn or something.
That's amazing. And then Miss Rachel's coming to Netflix, one of the most popular stars on YouTube for children and babies and toddlers. She's now coming to Netflix under a very lucrative deal. I don't know if your kids are into Miss Rachel at all.
They shouldn't be if they are.
Yeah, no, we
She's not one of us.
Oh, okay. One of us.
Yeah. I don't know anything about her. Obviously, I don't have any kids. So yeah. She's sort of a phenomena to me, but she apparently is.
I mean, she's a huge hit.
Yeah, she's highly sought after. So,
but so is Sesame Street. And they're not us either.
Oh no. Maybe my son would be smarter if we watched her. I mean, he's watching Minions over here, okay? I mean, like, they don't even speak English or any normal.
That's true. All right. Well, it is Wednesday. It's hump day. I didn't mention that, but it is a time to re-energize with a new little game I got coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So TJ is normally the one taking all the arrows for his hot takes and strong opinions about things.
Mm-hmm.
But I take them every once in a while, specifically when I said ribs aren't that good.
Yeah.
I had a lot of people coming after me. People, fans of the meat church or whatever that guy's called on Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm a worshiper at the meat church. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's blasphemous to me when they say something church or you know, this is the barbecue Bible.
Yeah, yeah, right.
That's not a Bible. Not
cool. Come on, don't do that.
And no, I don't like it when they call food porn either. That's
kind of gross. But I think ribs are overrated. There's not enough meat on there. Sometimes they're not tender enough. I don't like a lot of barbecue sauce on things. I just think they're overrated. I would have 10 other barbecue dishes before ribs. Mm-hmm. I'm just not a big fan of them. Mm-hmm. So I think they're overrated. So I've got a list of things I'm going to throw out to you guys. You tell me if they are overrated or underrated. It's a new game on the TJ and Reagan Show. TJ, are air fryers overrated or underrated?
Over.
A lot of people.
Overrated.
A lot of people with the air fryers.
Yeah.
Lindsay, overrated or underrated? Concert VIP passes.
I think overrated.
I think overrated, overrated. Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think so.
Depending on who it is, or
I think the venue is a big part of it. But then you're just.
But I'm trying to judge by what is a regular VIP pass that an average person buys.
Yeah.
Being in radio, getting a VIP pass is different because of the business.
Mm-hmm. True. True.
You know, we go another level,
mm-hmm.
and that's pretty cool. If it's somebody you really want to see, if it's not somebody you really like, then it's not that.
Usually, it's a quick picture, and then you're out.
Right.
For $2,000.
TJ, overrated or underrated? Family vacations to Disney World.
Overrated.
You've done it a couple times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's overrated.
Yeah. Now it's overrated.
I could see that. Yeah.
Lindsay, overrated or underrated? Scented candles.
Oh, underrated. Under.
But there's not a right rated.
That it's appropriately.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Well, people do love scented candles.
Yeah. I do.
Because that's probably what I would say about Disney.
It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fine.
It was good to do with the kids. When
it's
they were
not there. The happiest place on earth.
Right. Yeah. TJ, overrated or underrated? Sunscreen.
Overrated. Yeah. Because too much of it's not good for you.
Oh, is that right? You got to get the vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay, overrated or underrated? Expensive skincare products.
I think underrated because you need to... Well, yeah, underrated.
Underrated.
People, yeah, it's good. It's good.
Spend money spend on good it, products.
Yeah.
If you can.
Mm-hmm.
TJ, overrated or underrated? Having a signature cocktail or drink order pretty much everywhere you go.
That is underrated.
You like it?
I'm going to say I like that.
Yeah.
Not that I would know what it was like, but that also can mean that you're a drunk.
Maybe. Yeah.
So maybe that is overrated.
Maybe. Lindsay, overrated or underrated brunch with bottomless mimosas?
Underrated.
It's a trick question.
I think it's right rated because people are into it.
And
it's never going away.
Yeah. TJ, overrated or underrated first dates at a coffee shop?
I'd say overrated.
The coffee date.
Yeah, because they didn't have that when I was dating. It wasn't really a big deal, so I don't know. I've never been really on a coffee date.
Yeah. Okay, final one. Lindsay, overrated or underrated? Staying friends with your ex.
Oh, overrated.
Yeah, true.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.